Hello, my friend. Welcome back to the Mindset Check podcast. I'm your host, Misha McKittrick. This is a podcast where we believe that as you take time for a mindset check, you have more power than you think you do. And today's mindset check is all about what comes first, a thought or a feeling, and why would that even matter? Like, why would knowing that make your life different? We're going to chat all about that today. This is something that I actually covered a little bit on Instagram last week. So if you watch some of that, you might have a little bit of a leg up into what we're talking about today. This is season 3 of the Mindset Check podcast. The first 2 seasons are sort of chronological order, and these next parts are, you know, topic driven, and they are, you know, driven by whatever I feel like in my heart needs to come forward, or by your submissions for Hey Mish. And we have some cool, really, really fun things on the horizon. I have a couple of guest interviews, and I'm reading a book right now that's literally blowing my mind. It's called Human Tuning. Last night, as I was reading it, I was like, oh, we are so doing a book club on this. So go ahead and purchase the book, Human Tuning, if it is something that like piques your interest. It's all about how sound and tuning forks, the sound that comes from tuning forks, can actually tune our body, can tune our nervous systems, can tune so much of what we have going on and correct a lot of the things. You know, it reminds me a lot about heart coherence, and I'm just so thirsty as I am like absorbing all of this information. So get the book. I'll link it in the show notes for you. We're going to be talking about it on the podcast for sure, and we'll potentially, I think we're going to be doing a book club about it. So dive in. All right, without further ado, let's jump into today's quick mindset check. Today, I want to talk about what comes first, a thought or a feeling, and why does it matter? This is something that I covered on Instagram last week, just a little bit, and I kind of wanted to dive in a little bit deeper and make sure that we really cover it, because it's actually really vital to allowing you to have a pivot around the way that you think, right? The way that we think about the way that we have negative thoughts and the way that our body promotes feelings and the way that our body releases chemicals that cause us to respond or have certain feelings a certain way. So before we go further, I want you to try in your mind just to say like, okay, which one do I think it is? Do I think it's a thought or a feeling? Because there's a lot of things that you may have been exposed to that have taught you that it was a thought. There's a lot of life coaches out there that will say, all right, so what happens in life is we have a circumstance, we have an experience. And then what happens is after that is we have a thought. And then what happens after that is we have a feeling. And they teach you that if you can go and change the thought, then you can change the feeling. But I'm going to challenge that today. And I'm going to ask you to challenge that in your own mind and sort of take a mindset check around it and to figure out why knowing differently might serve you better. If you think that a thought comes first, then you might think that you also need to teach yourself to think better, right? You might feel like you need to alter your thoughts, or you might flood yourself with tactics that help you be more positive. Now, those things aren't really bad. It's just that there's something that can help you more. Does that make sense? All right. So first I want to tell you a statistic that I heard last week. This is something that I read in some of the reading that I was doing because you know I'm a nerd and I love reading and geeking out on stuff. The statistic said that 95% of our thoughts that we are experiencing every single day, we are actually experiencing on repeat. In other words, it's a thought that we have thought before. And 80% of those thoughts that we have thought before are negative. And here we are repeating them. And so what we really want to do is figure out a way to get around that. We want to figure out a way that the thoughts that we're repeating, the things that we are feeling inside, the chemicals that our body is releasing, that these things feel good to us. And you can get to that point. So if the statistic that I read you actually resonates and it seems true for you and you feel like you have, you know, those negative thoughts or feelings on repeat, the first thing that you need to know is that you can change it. You absolutely 100% can change it. And you can change it more effectively than just by thinking about your thoughts alone. I am a huge proponent for something like, you know, I love talking about the snowball effect and how we think another thought on the same wavelength that we just thunk. A little nod to Wizard of Oz there. But that the next thought that we think will be on the same wavelength as the other thought. Now that's true, but why would that be true? That's true because we're feeling a certain feeling inside of our body. And so then we perpetuate thoughts that help propel that feeling, that are in line with that feeling, that connect us to that feeling. Does that make sense? Okay, so it's really important for us to understand that when we start to see that a feeling comes first, that the feeling and changing the feeling alone can change our thought. In other words, we don't have to get around and bully ourselves in our head. We don't have to talk about ourself and, you know how like a lot of times people label their negative person. Oh, Glenda, you need to stop it. I guess another nod to Wizard of Oz. We're just on a roll here today. Glenda is. Isn't she the Wicked Witch of the East or something like that? Hopefully she's not the nice witch, but I know she's one of the names of the witches. All right, but staying on track here, what I want to tell you about is a study that the HeartMath Institute did. And I have grown to love this study more and more. The more that I have like had exposure to hearing it repeated, I'm like, oh my word, it means even more. It means even more. And at first, I just kind of took it for face value. We're going to take it all the way apart. So what they did is they had a number of participants come in and they wanted to be able to experiment about which came first, a thought or a feeling. They hooked all of the participants up to these monitors. They hooked up their heart, they hooked up their brain, they hooked up their skin to be able to tell which one responded first. And the protocol was that the computer would show a randomized image. In other words, the people that were facilitating the research, right, the study, they didn't even know what image was going to be coming up next on the screen. When the image came up, it was a surprise to both the facilitator of the study and the participant. When it came up, those pictures were designed to elicit an emotion, a thought, a feeling, right? So that we would be able to kind of start to see the body's response. Well, what they found when they were doing this study is that the heart was firing before the brain. It's a very short period of time, but the heart responds first and then the brain responds. Then it shows activity in the brain. So we see by the very beginning of the study alone that our heart responds first. Our heart is responding and then our brain comes online and is in conjunction with that thought. So they also found out that the heart was actually triggering before the picture even showed on the screen. In other words, before the brain was even able to process that it was seeing a picture that would elicit pain or joy or happiness or fear. Any intense feeling, the heart was responding to that feeling before the picture showed on the screen. Now, that was an important part of the study because it proved that the heart is intuitive, that we have something called intuition, that we can feel when something is coming next. And that's really, really important. But it's also important to know that the heart is feeling something. Even when the picture comes up, the heart is feeling, and then it is the brain that thinks after. So if the heart had a different type of a feeling, then it would change the thoughts in the brain? Do you start to see the difference? And the reason why this is so important and really, really so cool is that when we know our thoughts are a byproduct, that it is secondary to something else in our body, we can actually start with a feeling before we start with our thoughts. So if I can teach you to feel something, and I can teach you that on a regular basis, then I'm going to be changing the thoughts in your head. How's that for a mindset check? I hope it blows your mind a tiny bit. What's more inside of this, with all of the research that the HeartMath Institute has done, and many more institutions, what they have found that this, the heart actually has more neural pathways than the brain has. And if you know a lot about our brain has something called neuroplasticity, and that simply means that the brain has the ability to mold and to adapt and to create new patterns, okay? So in other words, if we have a certain habit, we can teach our brain to have a habit that's on the contrary, right? Working out versus not working out, waking up early versus, you know, waking up late. You know, all these different types of patterns, we can teach our brain a new something simply by exposing it to that over and over. It is the same with our heart, except for our heart is the feeling. And so if you teach your heart how to feel over and over and over, and you're teaching it something negative, you're repeating negative feelings over and over, which lead to the thought, which are in line with that original statistic that I told you about. If you're doing that, you're simply training habits that exist in these neural pathways inside of your heart. And if you can teach yourself to feel good and to check into good feelings, then you don't have to worry about tactics on how to think better. Is this making sense to you? It's really important to understand, because when you understand that you can rewrite some of the ways that you think because of the way that you feel, that's why I teach my courses in the method that I do. Okay, so I'm going to dive into this a little bit with you so that you can understand. I teach people heart coherence first. That's the first step in my classes, in my courses. Because I know that if you can teach yourself heart coherence, because by the way, the way that you get into heart coherence is by feeling good feelings. So we get into a meditative state, we use our breath, and then we allow ourselves to bring up, and we teach ourselves how to do this. How we can feel feelings on demand. You can feel gratitude and check into really big feelings of gratitude or love or joy or happiness. And I know that if I can teach you how to feel good, then we have less to work through in your mind. Because your heart will override some things that might feel broken to you in your brain. Does that make sense? If you are already feeling good, you are not going to be thinking a thought that is contrary to that feeling. That cannot exist at the same time. So if you can train yourself to feel good and you do it on a regular basis, you're teaching your body a pattern. You're teaching your heart, the neural pathways in your heart, a pattern. This is how I feel regularly. Then your heart sends messages to your brain, which, by the way, just so you know, your heart sends more messages to your brain than your brain to your heart. So if we can work with your heart will send those messages to your brain, and then your brain comes online and starts to think thoughts. And sometimes you don't have to worry about the negative thoughts that you've been thinking. Your heart and your body does the processing. And then in my courses, we go into power up and we learn how to further process some of the stuff that we're carrying. because it's important. But a lot of times our heart can take care of so much of it that we have less to work through when we step into that next level. Does that make sense? It's beautiful, guys. It's so amazing. It's really important also for you to understand that it would be more valuable for you to pay attention to that way that you feel. And every single time that you feel something good, even if you just see one of those cute little Instagram videos that, you know, promote a really good feeling. You know, I try to post those on my Instagram story a lot. So if you're not following me, make sure that you go to, I mean, if you're not doing social, then more power to you. I'm not encouraging you to. But if you are on social, fill it with something that's good. And if you're not following me at my friend Misha on Instagram, then go find me, because I'm always posting things that will help you check into good feelings. Because I know the power of your feelings. And what's more, and we'll talk about this on another episode, is that we teach ourselves to feel, which automatically changes the way that we think. And what's next is our body releases different chemicals that support or are in conjunction with whatever wavelength we're thinking and feeling. And so when you realize that your body is a chemical makeup, there's stuff going on inside chemically that causes you to continually feel another way to feel, you actually have the power to reset that. How's that for something that would like to be continued? I really just want to focus on that first little step today so that you start to pay attention to your feelings. So that you start to be aware that when you're thinking a thought, you've already felt the feeling that corresponds with the thought that you're having. So just start to notice that in your life and start to see if you can feel things on a deeper level. You know, when your child gives you a hug goodnight, feel it. When your husband gives you a compliment, tune into it. When, or maybe somebody else gives you a compliment, tune into it. Allow yourself to feel what you're really, really feeling and feel it deeply. Because I can teach you how to do heart coherence, which is important and actually the fastest way for you to check into deep, really, really amazing good feelings and elevate your vibration very quickly. But just your awareness of how it feels when you see that hot air balloon outside your door, or when you see that sunset, or when you watch a bride and a groom who are so in love and they just got married. When you decide to check deeper into feelings, just know that that's also perpetuating your thoughts exactly in a direction you would want them to go. And I hope that through that you see that you have more power than you think you do. All right, my friend, I hope you love that episode. I hope it gave you a little bit of lift and something to think about for your day. If you haven't subscribed to this show, when you're looking at your app on your phone, there's usually just a little bit of a plus symbol or a follow, depending on where it is that you're getting your podcast from. And you can just subscribe. And then you can also rate and review the show. I would love for you to do that as a way to support the podcast. And as we close, I want to leave you with a quote by Simran Karuna that says, "If you think with your head, a heart is just an organ that pumps blood. But if you think with your heart, you know that a heart is the core of human existence." Until next time, my friend.